Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A magical restaurant opens in Center City where you can make your own potions.
It's a bit of like an escape room meets a cocktail making class meets a bar and restaurant. We're kind of like foodertainment, drinkertainment category.
And everything about this restaurant is magical.
So, for example, we have a fish and chips. Our fish and chips are not normal, though. They are battered with Yard's beer because we want to localize it a little bit. And they are served over a bed of hot river rocks with dry ice underneath and coat it with sea salt water. So as you're eating your fish and chips, you're also experiencing the vapor and the smell of the sea.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hannah Kuznets at 1305 Locust Street with Matt Cortland. He's the owner of the brand newly opened Cauldron, and we are in a room called The Tent. So this is a kind of a wizard-themed bar and restaurant, and you actually are local, but you live in London, and I'm catching you at the perfect time because I'm finding out you're about to leave for London to go home. So tell me, first of all, about what is the theme of this restaurant? How did you come up with it?
The Cauldron is a fantasy-inspired bar and restaurant where we make magic come to life through science, technology, and design, and within the context of food and beverage and retail. So making you a wizard, giving you an interactive IoT magic wand that controls the environment around you and kind of lets you step into your imagination.
So how many of these are there in the world, and how did you decide to come to Philly?
At the moment, Philadelphia is our fifth site. We have two sites in London, one in Edinburgh, Scotland, one in Manhattan, and now Philadelphia. And I'm from South Jersey. I'm from Marlton. I went to Cherokee High School and really wanted to bring this concept home to a city that I know and love and has great people.
But you don't live here anymore.
No, I live in London.
So how long have you been living there?
I've lived in London about 5 years.
And that's where and when you decided to open the first Cauldron?
I was actually living in Dublin, Ireland before this, and had the idea for the business and then moved to London to set it up because most startups fail. And in my mind, I just wanted to give my concept the best chance at succeeding. So that meant going to the place where it would do best.
The place where wizardry is born.
That's it.
I guess. but you're not affiliated with Harry Potter or any of those wizard stories.
That's right. We're not affiliated with any specific fantasy franchise. Our mission is to make fantasy real. And we take things from magical history and from literature and from movies and try to think, okay, how can we make some parts of those real and combine them into like kind of a mashup experience is what you have here.
So it really is a whole experience once you walk in the door. Take us through what happens when your customers come in.
So we are open for regular food and beverage service as a cocktail bar and a restaurant, but we also offer a potion making experience, which is with cocktails for adults over the age of 21 who want alcohol or non-alcoholic or kid-friendly experiences. And with that, you book online ahead of time. You go to our website, thecauldron.io, and you pick a time slot and a table. And when you walk in, you're presented with a magic wand to choose from, with a wizard robe and a witch's hat. You're led to your workstation by your potion master, and there you make three drinks. You pour the first one with your magic wand from a unicorn. You select which drink you want, spellcasting 101, practice using your wand to get yourself a drink, and then you're brought to your workstation that has interactive technology and glassware at your table, and you brew two different drinks. The first one's called the Transfiguration Tonic. It's a color-changing cocktail. And the second one is called Lost Time, and it's brewed in a cauldron because we are the cauldron.
How did you come up with the ideas, not just with the drinks, but with the technology? Because it does take technology to get everything to work.
Yeah, so at the center of what we do is an engineering and design studio called The Magic of Things that we created because the tech didn't exist to do what we wanted to do. So that's hardware and software engineers, prop and set designers, experts in food and beverage and retail. And that's where all of our technology is manufactured and produced. We're on patent number 5 right now for magic wand technology and drink dispensing. And really, it's the combination of that tech with the drink making in the context of a really fun food and beverage experience.
You have to tap all kinds of things, as you showed me, to get your tech to work. But I have to point out to the people that are listening, you can't do it with your finger, right?
No, it doesn't work with your finger. A magic wand has a sensor inside of it that controls the environment around you. So the magic wand really is your key to interacting with everything around you.
So tell people some of the magical steps that you have to go through.
Sure. So the first thing that you do when you walk in is you practice using your wand by pouring a drink from a unicorn. You have a coin of wizard money that you slot in to the unicorn of choice, and then you hover your wand over the cauldron symbol, which activates the drink dispensing system, pouring you a drink. So that's really the first thing is getting you a drink and getting you happy. And then we sit down. The Transfiguration Tonic, which is a color-changing cocktail, illuminates in the final step. And so you put your drink on a light platform and you illuminate it with your magic wand, with a flick of your magic wand, to see the color change happen more effectively.
What do you think is more important, the technology or the food and drink?
So the cauldron is owned by myself and my business partner, David. David's on the drinks and hospitality side, and I'm on the tech and kind of business development side. So I would say the magic wands. Dave would probably say the drinks. But really, it's the union of those two things that really make this a fun and interactive experience for people.
Tell me about some of the food and drink. What do you use to make that like magical look of overflowing, I don't know, potions?
So we have a drink that's a signature drink that's prepared by the bar and presented to the customer. It's called the Blob. The Blob's a good example of that because it has a head on top, so like a foam head on top that when you add the final ingredient, expands and grows and grows and grows and kind of bubbles out of your drink and reaches out and kind of hits you in the face. It's a really fun drink, but it employs elements of science and chemistry that you don't normally see in drinks. You see it in science class, kind of like high school science class, but you can drink the drinks and it's fun.
Is this like a science and technology bar?
That's right. I began my career as a teacher. I did Teach for America down in Miami. I did my teacher training in West Philadelphia at Overbrook High School for a few months there. Really what you're experiencing in the cauldron is a fun lesson by a group of teachers that just wants you to learn and celebrate science.
Science and technology.
That's it.
And wizardry, right? I mean, isn't that what wizardry is?
And literacy, though. We encourage all of our customers to bring a copy of their favorite childhood book, and we collect those books to make classroom libraries to donate to local reading teachers. So really, at the heart of what we do is it's about learning, it's about education. It's not just STEM, but it's also reading. Reading is fundamental to everything.
Amazing. Well, since we are a food segment, I have to ask you about the food. So tell me about some of the highlights of your menu.
Our menu employs kind of British and English cuisine, but with a fantasy magical twist. So the really big takeaway from the cauldron is interactivity and fun. So for example, we have a fish and chips. Our fish and chips are not normal though. They are battered with Yard's beer because we want to localize it a little bit. And they are served over a bed of hot river rocks with dry ice underneath and coat it with sea salt water. So as you're eating your fish and chips, you're also experiencing the vapor and the smell of the sea. So it's like a multi-sensory food experience. Another example of that would be cauliflower cheese. Cauliflower cheese is an English dish, British dish, that is part of a Sunday roast. We've deconstructed that. So the cauliflower is brought out on a hot cast iron skillet on fire, and then you put out the fire with ribbons of hot English cheddar.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's just fun, interactive, and tastes good too.
So is this a big hit with kids, I would assume?
It's a hit with anyone who likes to have fun. Kids are really good at tapping into imagination. Sometimes adults need remembering of what imagination feels like and is. So we really tap into feelings of nostalgia, of imagination, of fun. Kids really like this, but adults really like it too.
What do you like best about the cauldron?
I enjoy making a product that people enjoy, to be honest. It's very satisfying to have customers leave and have a smile on the face and speak positively about their time here. The other day I was going and grabbing ice. We were out of ice, and I was walking down the street, and a group of people had just left the cauldron with witches' hats and magic wands were walking down the street, and they were just happy. It's just a fun experience.
And I mean, I'm sure you probably get something out of the joy when you're like, okay, tap this. And then you need like a code to tap this and that. And then people are probably like, oh my gosh.
It's a bit of like an escape room meets a cocktail making class meets a bar and restaurant. That's kind of the union of where we are. We're kind of like foodertainment, drinkertainment category.
So fun. And so what are the hours? And can you just walk in?
Right now we're open Wednesday through Sunday from about 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. On the weekends, a little bit extended hours too. You can just walk in at any time for food or drink. There is the ticketed potions experience, but that's kind of one aspect of what we do. You're welcome to come whenever you'd like to. We have these beautiful windows and doors that open right onto Locust Street. It's a great space to be, and you're going to have a nice time here.
So if you're not a potion student, can you still do all the magical wand stuff?
Of course. You don't need to be a potion student to be a master of the magical arts. So if you come in, you can order a drink from the unicorn. You can cast spells. Your potions will be, the drinks you receive will either be regular, you can get a gin and tonic, or you can get a magical gin and tonic that bubbles and smokes and is a little more fun. So it's kind of up to you. Not everyone loves fantasy, and we understand that, but we want anyone who walks through our doors just to have a fun time.
And you're about to now get on a plane, a magical plane, to go to London, to go home to the home of magic.
That's it. Yeah, I live in London with my husband and really just excited to be back in Philly for a little bit, see my family. This is going to be the headquarters of our franchise operations in the United States, so I'll be back quite a lot. But yeah, we're kind of excited for the next phase of growth.
That's great. So you got to, have a headquarters here so you can go back and see family and friends.
That's it. My sister's in Haddonfield. My parents are in Marlton. You really got to, family's important.
All right. Well, congratulations. It's so cool. It's such a cool place. Nice. Matt Cortland is the owner and co-founder of The Cauldron, and we are here at 1305 Locust Street, and it just opened. So how can people check you out online?
Our website is thecauldron.io. It'll take you to our Philly version of our website. You can book tickets there. You can see what we do, see some of our videos.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.